our special guest, and she, I'll tell you, here's somebody that really knows what she's doing. The executive director of the Connecticut Council of Small Towns, Betty Guerra, and she is our special guest, and all about the impact the governor's latest budget cuts will have on these towns.
She's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Brad. And Betsy, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. It's great to be on the show.
Betsy, did this announcement by the governor on Friday, where he's going to cut an additional $91 million to municipalities, catch your member towns off guard?
It definitely caught our members off guard. Many of them had just been very relieved to see that a budget was finally adopted, and then 2.5 short weeks later, all of a sudden they find out that they're going to be faced with a cut of $91 million, and that has meant a big drop in municipal aid for many towns.
So what are you hearing now from the member towns, the kind of impact it will have?
We are hearing from a lot of towns that when you look at the numbers, these additional cuts amount to, in some cases, more than 10%.
Wow.
A town like Newington is losing $1.8 million. A town like Colchester, $1.1 million. Those are small towns, and that's a big percentage of their budget. These are cuts on top of the cuts of almost 5% that occurred in the regular budget. So that is a huge problem. Towns tend to budget conservatively. They don't have a lot of room to find that kind of savings. And so we are hearing that towns may be forced to either cut back on certain programs, critical programs, or end up having to issue supplemental tax bills. And nobody wants to do that, but they're really finding that they have no other choices at this point.
You know, Betsy, when you look at this whole thing, and it's upsetting to both Dan and myself, when you look at all of this, and this could have been avoided, but the governor to do this at the last minute, when the towns already have worked hard to get themselves together, and now there's no question there's going to have to be tax increases. I don't see how else they can do it to do some of the things that they have to do.
Right. Again, they don't have a lot of wiggle room. And, you know, unfortunately, when the regular budget was adopted, and that took, you know, a number of months, some towns actually went ahead and adjusted their mill rate down because they had projected very conservatively. They projected that they were going to get cut more than they did. And now they're going to have to go back and convene a town meeting to issue a supplemental tax bill. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. It's creating a real level of frustration on the local level. Town leaders, I'm getting asked every day, well, what's next? What else can be cut? And I think one of the reasons it's so surprising that they did come out with these cuts is that the legislature has been very careful about limiting the authority of the governor to make these mid-year cuts to municipal aid. They did it on a limited level. They authorized lapses of $20 million in previous budgets. But this was a big shock. I mean, $91 million is a big hit in municipal aid. And, you know, again, the level of frustration is just something I haven't seen before with our town leaders.
Wow. Now, Betsy, we had Senator Fasano on. He wants the legislature to go into special session and address this issue and restore these cuts that the governor made. Have you heard any conversation or has there been any movement upon your member towns to encourage this?
We are talking about that, and in fact, we are raising questions about whether or not the governor has exceeded his authority under the budget to enact these cuts. So we would be very interested in ensuring that if there's an opportunity to restore these cuts, that the legislature acts on it.
Well, again, as we both said, something has to happen. You cannot run a state. And you know, when other states look at us, when other companies that might have come to Connecticut, okay, when they look at this, they're just saying to themselves, I don't want to go there. I mean, look at what happened. And they go through the whole thing, what happened, and they're not going to come here.
Well, right, and I think there's been a lot of talk about making sure that we have a competitive tax climate, a business climate, and yet people forget that property taxes are a big portion of that burden on our businesses, on our homeowners, and to the point where we are require property taxes to increase because towns have no other choice, it's putting a huge burden on already overburdened homeowners and businesses. And I'm afraid that this is going to end up discouraging investment in real estate, discouraging investment in our local economies.
Betsy, and we're talking with Betsy Guerra. She's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. She's Executive Director of the Connecticut Council of Small Towns. You had mentioned that a number of your member towns were already impacted off the original budget, having to make cuts because the state had reduced aid. And now we get this announcement from the governor on Friday. Where are these towns cutting back? Do you know? Have member towns said to you, well, because of this, we've had to cut that?
A lot of towns have had to delay moving forward with projects, road projects, hiring personnel, capital building projects because of the uncertainty regarding the state budget. Unfortunately, what towns are finding is that they don't have a lot of leeway to go in and cut school budgets, particularly in regional school districts. Once the budget is passed at referendum, you're getting a lot of pushback when we ask school boards to look for savings. And that's, again, another level of frustration. That means that the bulk of the cuts are going to come from the town side. Now, you look at a small town, there's not a lot of services that they provide. There's not a lot of staff. And so we're not really sure how that's going to be, how that's going to play out. My guess is that those towns are going to be put in a position where they're going to have to issue supplemental tax bills or lay off public works folks or other folks, and that's causing a real strain.
Wow. This is unacceptable. I don't see how. We do need, I'll tell you right now, with people listening, we do need a special session to straighten this out. We truly, truly do.
We really do. We can't just allow towns to be left hanging and try to figure this out on their own. They don't have a lot of options. And when you look at local budget, 70 to 80% of that budget is because of the education portion of the budget. And towns are really finding that their hands are tied in terms of making significant changes to that portion of the budget. And so that puts a huge burden on other programs like the roads, transportation, public safety. We have towns cutting back on the number of resident troopers. And that's something that, you know, it's a very difficult decision to make, but they're finding that people just can't tolerate any additional tax increases.
Now, Betsy, as I understand it, about half, and maybe even more, of the $91 million that was cut dealt with the education cost sharing grant. Is that correct?
That is correct. $58 million of it was targeted to ECS funding. And that's, you know, again, a real problem. In the last few years, the conversation had always been education funding is woefully underfunded by $600 million, and we need to look for ways to generate additional revenues. Unfortunately, now the conversation is how do we take that limited pot of money and distribute it to some of the poorer school districts and poorly performing school districts and take it away from some the other remaining towns. That's putting a disproportionate burden on our small towns, and we really need to have a bigger conversation about the fairness of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, people talk about, well, why should they get any state dollars? And I have to keep reminding them, it's not state dollars, it's taxpayer dollars. And you have to look at where those taxpayer dollars are coming and whether or not when you're redistributing these funds and taking them away from those towns, how much those people are going to tolerate. I mean, there is a tipping point, and we are hearing from property taxpayers that they're fed up. This, you know, it's high enough. We pay too much in taxes, and I'm just either going to give up my home or go to a smaller home so that I can absorb some of these increases.
Betsy, I've got to tell you, I drive through a lot of towns, small towns, and even small cities. I've seen a lot of for sale signs up.
They're everywhere. They're
right,
down in this
right.
area of the state as well. But you know, something else that nobody's talking about, this is a time when we've got homeowners that are going to be losing their homes to this crumbling cement, I call it. And we've got that problem with our bridges. We've got some big problems. We've got to go back. There's got to be a special session. No question about it. I know it's not conventional, but sometimes you've got to do things that are not conventional. I say you got to take the hill sometimes when you don't think you can take it.
Well, you're right. It's not conventional, but we're in anything but conventional times. You know, the state is facing an unprecedented cycle of budget deficits, and even though we're just emerging with a budget, we're looking at over a $200 million deficit before this fiscal year even ends. And so Governor Malloy is urging legislators to go in and address that particular issue. And then we're looking at another budget deficit cycle coming up. So the problems are tremendous. It requires all of us to start to think about how we can do things differently, how we can give towns the tools they need to address these budget deficits and make sure that they can move forward with critical programs without overburdening property taxpayers. And that means that we're all going to have to accept some kind of change in the services that were provided and just try to work together to develop some thoughtful solutions.
Betsy, we're out of time. Thanks so much
for
joining us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
You bet.
Take care.
We'll get it over. We'll get this straightened out. You wait and see. 8:30 in the morning, and we'll be back.